This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, life in the dangerous border town of Juarez, Mexico. But first, in the Russian city of St. Petersburg, this year has seen a series of violent attacks believed to have been carried out by neo-fascist sympathizers. In the latest incident, a prominent expert on extremist groups was murdered. As NPR's Lauren Sheets reports, the Russian government is being accused of not doing enough to crack down on hate crimes.
In February, a 9-year-old ethnic Tajik girl was stabbed to death by a group of shaven-headed men. In June, the son of a Libyan diplomat was killed when a gang pushed him into the path of a speeding subway train. Human rights groups are convinced neo-Nazi extremists, or skinheads, were involved in both murders, and possibly some of the at least 5 other racially motivated killings in St. Petersburg over the past year. 64-year-old Nikolai Gurenko was an expert on St. Petersburg's skinhead underworld. He'd campaigned tirelessly against extremist groups. Then, late last month, Gurenko himself was murdered. Gurenko's son-in-law, Vitaly, shows the wooden door through which gunmen fired the fatal shot. There's no doubt that it was connected to his work, Vitaly says about the murder. Gurenko's work had included testifying in court cases seeking to ban newspapers put out by neo-fascist Russian groups. The organizations express hatred for Russia's ethnic minorities as well as Jews. In a sign of just how self-confident many extremist groups have become, one calling itself Russian Republic openly claims it ordered Gurenko's murder. One of its members, Alexander Vtulkin, gave an interview to Russia's NTV television network.
We ordered this sentence against him, not for his work as an academic, but as an enemy of the Russian nation.
Despite the interview, police have not said whether they believe that Vtulkin's group was involved in the killing. Many of Gurenko's associates doubt the broader sincerity of the Russian authorities in cracking down on skinheads and extremist groups. Boris Pustintsev, director of the nonprofit group Citizens Watch, says law enforcement officials would only be likely to act vigorously if given orders directly from the Kremlin.
All changes in Russia come from the very top. And if people up there on the federal level announce once and for all that this is a crime, this is a racial crime, that the racist attitudes are intolerable in Russia, then, of course, all branches of power will follow the lead.
Mikhail Radionov is a former police colonel who spent 30 years in Russia's law enforcement system. Now a college professor, he says some fascist groups have managed to infiltrate the police, undermining any real attempt at a crackdown.
Many of the extremist organizations are proud that they can count policemen among their ranks, and these groups use all their power to try and infiltrate law enforcement as much as possible.
Police often dismiss attacks by skinheads on foreigners or minorities as the work of hooligans. Marcel, a 22-year-old college student from the West African country of Cameroon, says he's been beaten up 3 times by gangs of skinheads over the past 2 years.
Sometimes when guys were beaten, police investigating after said that the people wasn't a skinhead, just if drunk people. It's amazing.
Yuli Rybakov is a local political activist and a former member of Russia's parliament. He claims that the Russian government actually tolerates extremist groups. He says their existence is a convenient way of venting social anger over low living standards. Rybakov says extremist groups also serve to put ordinary people on notice that, in his words, they too could get a bullet shot through their door if they act up, just like Nikolai Gurenko. St. Petersburg's governor has promised what she calls a relentless hunt for Gurenko's killer. Police refuse to comment on the case, but they say 120 investigators have been assigned to it. So far, though, there have been no arrests. There was a memorial service held for the anti-fascist crusader a few days after his murder. Gurenko's colleagues note with anger that not a single government official showed up. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, St. Petersburg, Russia.